Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Sometimes reaching your healthy, active goals can be like climbing a tall mountain. But making progress simply starts with one step. Invite one friend to play a game. Break into a spontaneous dance party once in a while. Learn a cool new activity and practice it to get better. One new move a week is all it takes, and soon you'll come out on top. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Today's cattle futures market ended up $1.75 lower on the August live cattle, and that was at 120.25. A fairly disappointing close here as we wind down that contract tomorrow. These are the lowest levels we've seen since the end or middle of July. So disappointing there. There was some talk at the end of last week of some regional packers in the northern regions trading over 130. But that did not develop into any major packers buying at those levels. It was significantly below that. And we're seeing that today in the August live cattle. I think people are delivering or shorting the futures maybe to deliver, given this new environment where it's getting harder and harder for people to find deals to sell cattle. They can actually use the futures as a tool to do that. The next month out is October, down 80 at 128.32. December's down 65 here at 134.67. The box beef at midday was 263 lower on choice at 234.71. 239 lower on select at 313.13. Both of those down here at midday. The hogs or the feeder cattle are September's down 60 at 164.05. The October's up 52 at 168.92. November's up 57, 170.52. And then the hog markets are anywhere from about 30 to 60 cents lower.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
More hay in a day means better field service, better parts on hand, and on-call techs. And that's exactly what you'll get from Great Plains Kubota, the brand that serves. Now's the time to get a great deal on a new Kubota baler from your local Great Plains. Balers like the field-proven Kubota BV4180, backed by a 4-year, 30,000-bale warranty. So, for hay tools that work as hard as you do, shop Great Plains Kubota. Or visit us online at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.
Grain futures across the board sold off and pretty hard today. The December corn ended up 10 cents lower at 543.5. The November beans down 20 and a quarter at 1302. The Chicago wheat, December down 8 and 3 quarters, 723 and 3 quarters. Kansas City D's down 11 and a half at 712. And then December Minneapolis was down 8 and a half at 909. There's a lot going on around the grain markets today. Hurricane Ida, of course, is in Louisiana, wreaking quite a bit of havoc. And that should impact the grain export market and also fertilizer import market. So quite a bit of a disruption there. I think the elevators probably will be open here pretty quick, but they have pretty widespread power outages through that export part of the Mississippi River down there. That's part of the reason why we sold off today. First notice day for September is tomorrow, so I don't think everything I've seen, it doesn't look like people are expecting a lot of deliveries. But time will tell. I know that the September contracts today were the weakest ones on the board. And today's crop conditions report is expected to show 59% good to excellent, down 1% on the week for corn, 56% good to excellent for the beans, unchanged.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.